Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Now, Michelle, you live in this wonderful state of Arizona and are lucky enough to have access to a fabulous sector of healthcare professionals called naturopaths. And I know that in my work with the National Institutes of Health, we've really had some experiences and opportunities to study naturopathy. And I thought, wow, it would be a wonderful thing to be able to educate everyone about naturopathy, especially since I'm working with one leader in the field, Dr. Ravi Shandiramani, who also happens to head up Sundance in Scottsdale, Arizona, one of the leading integrative addiction treatment centers. And I'm so excited about having Dr. Ravi on our show to help us understand not only what naturopathy is, but also the wonderful work he's doing at Sundance, which happens to be part of the wonderful family of Elements Behavioral Health. And you know I'm a senior scientist looking at integrative health programs with Elements. And so, Michelle, here comes Dr. Ravi. Ravi, I'm so happy you're on Her Radio, and we're all sort of sitting at the edge of our chair wondering, what is naturopathy, and can you help us understand this?
Of course, Pam. And first, I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be on Her Radio. Michelle, lovely to meet you, albeit over the phone.
You too. I can't believe you're right in my backyard.
We've been here a while. It's kind of like a hidden jewel here in Scottsdale.
Not so much anymore. Not after today.
Yes. not with Pam doing her thing, I guess, right?
Tell us what a naturopathic doctor does. We want to know.
So there's really three ways that you can train to be a primary care physician in this country. And one way, of course, is to go to medical school and get an MD. And you can also go to osteopathic medical school and get a DO. And the third way that's a little less familiar to people is to go to naturopathic medical school, and you get either an ND or an NMD granted from those institutions. There's far fewer of them than there are the other two types of schools, but the training is effectively identical to the first 2 years that you would get in an allopathic or an osteopathic medical school education. The difference really shows up in the remainder of the training, and that is to say, naturopathic physicians walk out, the way I like to explain it to patients anyway, is naturopathic physicians walk out of their training well-versed in things like medication management and pharmacotherapy, just like every other kind of doctor, but also we have a toolbox that contains things like Western botanical medicine, homeopathic medicine, musculoskeletal medicine, really focusing heavily as well on therapeutic nutrition. We are also familiar with concepts such as Ayurvedic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine. And what this allows us to do when we're interacting with our patients is really view that patient as a whole being, mind, body, and spirit, and truly customize a treatment plan to those individuals, really bearing in mind that you want to do the least invasive thing first. And this really becomes important when dealing with the chemically dependent patient population that I've been blessed to serve over this last decade. These individuals are walking into treatment having really burdened their systems of elimination and really creating a toxic internal environment because of their lifestyle using drugs and alcohol. And so those systems that really keep us healthy when we're not using drugs and alcohol, such as the liver and the kidneys and the lungs and the skin, all of those things have really been heavily burdened by this toxic use of chemicals and regular exposure to chemicals. And so from my perspective, why would I want to expose those individuals to additional chemicals that have to be processed by those very same systems? This is where naturopathic medicine provides a beautiful solution for these patients, because it really allows me to go through my therapeutic arsenal, if you will, and create a customized treatment plan that really minimizes any further toxic exposure to those heavily, heavily burdened systems in these patients. So the answer your question, Pam, the natural in naturopathic medicine is using things like whole foods, therapeutic nutrition, botanical medicine, things that are significantly less invasive and have significantly less side effect profiles and overall tend to really have a beneficial effect in these patients without doing any more harm.
All right. Well, so Michelle's got a question.
I do, because of the addiction piece of it. So can you quickly just tell us some ways you treat patients with naturopathic or integrative medicine that suffer from addiction?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I mean, when you deal with this patient population, you tend to see the same things crop up over and over again. Things like insomnia, anxiety, depression, certainly all of the acute that you would see with people coming off of prescription pain medications or heroin or cocaine or any illicit drugs that might be abused. Some of the things that we might think about is what we know is that individuals walking in the door have not been eating properly. They're very likely to be nutrient depleted. They're very likely to be malnourished.
Right.
So one of the big bangs for our buck, if you will, for those patients is really focusing on therapeutic nutrition, having them incorporate nutrition into their lifestyles in a way that they can carry it forward for the foreseeable future. When we think about treating things like anxiety and depression, we rely heavily on non-pharmacotherapeutic interventions such as meditation, yoga, tai chi, art therapy, equine therapy, etc.
Well, Robbie, there's one other thing. Hey, Robbie.
Yes.
One of the things that is also great about naturopathy, which I find fascinating, is the use of herbal medicines
right.
in addition to hydrotherapy. I love the use of physical activity, massage, acupuncture. And I think that when you and I have talked about this in the past, we've really agreed that both of us really love to look at the overarching issue of integrative medicine, because it integrates, I think, a wider variety of therapeutic modalities, certainly based upon natural sources of help and therapy. I want to thank Dr. Ravi Shandiramani, who heads up the Sundance Addiction Treatment Center with integrative addiction treatment. As a naturopath, he is a leader in the field and is really out there with cutting-edge new therapeutic modalities to help people with addiction. We thank you for being on Her Radio. The website is sundancecenter.com, a member of the Elements Health Behavioral Center. So we're very, very happy to have you. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.